Message number 1126. I am present in the person who loves all irrespective of their race, creed, sexuality or color. Friday, May 16, 2014 at 16:05. My dearly beloved daughter, I ask all of you who love me to consecrate to my heart the souls of all those who refuse my mercy. I ask you to bring me the non-believers who will not accept my existence, and those who, even were I to stand before them in person, would still reject me. These hardened souls take comfort in other forms of spiritual pursuits because they refuse to accept me. Were they to accept the truth, they would find great inner peace which no form of other spiritual dabbling could ever deliver. Those who do not believe in me or He who sent me will never fill their souls with peace. Only I, Jesus Christ, can bring you true peace in your hearts, because I was sent by He who created you to bring you to Him. Through me you will find my Father. And when the Father unites with the children He created, peace will reign. Without the peace of God, there can never be harmony on earth. Where there is no peace, you will know that this is caused by a lack of humble servitude to God. Those who are knowledgeable of my most holy word must never forget that whatever knowledge you may have about me, it is never to be used against me. By that I mean you must trust in me for who I am. Accept me with a humble heart. Never allow arrogance to overshadow your allegiance to me. He who is soft and tender of heart loves me. I am present in He who loves all, irrespective of their race, creed, sexuality or color. I am in all who live their lives as I have taught them. I am also present in those who do not know me but who emulate my traits. When I walked the earth, I never boasted of my knowledge, I simply imparted the truth. I never cast aspersions, persecuted or admonished those who would not follow me. I never spoke ill of anyone. I accepted all of God's children and every fault they displayed towards me. I never said I would sacrifice my life for a select few. No, I gave myself for everyone and especially for hardened sinners. I never chose one man over another. I never heaped praise on one and slandered another, for this would have been impossible. I sought to spread the truth in the hope that my word would be heard. I brought peace to many troubled souls who had the humility to listen to me. I was firm but fair to all those who tormented me because of their hatred and evil tongues. I cast demons out of souls who rose against me and gave great gifts to those in great suffering. I ignore the taunts of the so-called holy men of the day who loved only themselves. God was never a priority in their lives, so busy were they looking after their own needs. But the souls I sought out most were those who did not believe in God. They reached out to me and did not understand why they were drawn to me. They came to me of their own free will, but many were brought to me by those souls who knew who I was and who sent me. Because of this, I poured over them special graces and they were instantly converted. Today, as I speak with you before the great day, I desire that you bring me the souls of non-believers. You must do this through prayer and by reciting this crusade prayer, 150, to save the souls of non-believers. Dear Jesus, I ask you to save all those who through no fault of their own refuse to acknowledge you. I offer to you my suffering to bring you the souls of those who reject you and for the mercy you will pour out over the whole world. Have mercy on their souls. Take them into your heavenly refuge and forgive them their sins. Amen. Your Jesus.